Hello.
The way you say hello.
I know. I feel like I always say it the same way every time.
Like, you know, on Annie, when they're in the studio. Doing...
I know. I feel like it's my presenter voice. I'm like, hello,
hello
guys. Welcome to the Beauty Download. How are we all today? But we're very excited as we have the wonderful Michelle Class with us.
Yeah. We pinned her down and got her.
I know. Finally, I don't know how she fit us into her busy schedule, but she is like the celebrity manicurist, like the it girl. We're so happy to have you.
Her face though is like.
But we're going to jump straight in. So Michelle, tell us about yourself.
Oh God, where do you want
where to start?
Where to start? Where to start? So,
how would you introduce yourself? What would you say your job role is? What do you do?
I definitely would say my job role is celebrity manicurist.
Amazing.
So I feel like 95% of my work is celebrities. Mm-hmm. Like not like full on celeb.
I love it.
Yeah.
Celeb.
Not your Z-listers. Not no, we're talking no the big bollocks.
About right, like, yeah. Full on.
Yeah.
Actresses.
Fabulous.
Music. Like, full on celebrities.
She's covering the whole industry.
But it wasn't, it never, it didn't begin like that.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, yeah. That's taken years and graft to get to work with those people the
definitely.
Whole time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would definitely say now it's just... I don't even have the time to do like regular.
They fill you up.
I think it's filled up because I suppose it's very demanding being with celebrities.
It's demanding, and also you have to like drop everything.
Mm. Yeah,
and it work so on their time sort of thing.
Juggling.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
How long have you been in the industry for? I feel like you've been in like it forever.
I don't want to say.
Do you know it's going to give my age away? I have been in the industry. I was trying to think about it on the tube on the way here. I was like counting my age backwards. I have been in the industry for...
Get the fingers involved.
24 years.
Jesus. Wow.
Wow.
That shows my age.
Amazing though.
Since I was 19.
Yeah.
I hope I did the maths right. I'm 43. Yeah.
Love that. Yeah.
So where did it all start then? So you trained as a nail tech or a beautician or...
So I was... at uni doing a marketing degree.
Cool.
And my parents were like, you've got to get a Saturday job. You know, go. And I started, I always wanted to be in fashion. I always wanted to, in fact, originally before I went to uni, I was accepted to London College of Fashion to do design. Mm. And I was like, I can't do design.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I wanted to do like buying and that's like the business side of it.
Yeah, nice.
I can't do design, I can't
so do that's what you wanted to do, like buying, that was
yeah. The, and
I can imagine it like chief buyer of Selfridges.
I know. Yeah. I feel like you could like you're so fashionable, like even what you wear.
And then I ended up doing a year of this marketing degree mm-hmm. and having like Saturday jobs in Marks and Spencer, wherever. And I was like, oh, I didn't want to do this.
Yeah.
And I went to one of the like professional beauty shows.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just for a mooch on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And I bumped into someone I knew that at the time owned Essie.
Oh,
like
okay.
had the distribution cool. rights for Essie here yeah. before it was taken by L'Oreal.
Yeah.
And someone on her stand was like, oh, Michelle, your nails are amazing. Who did them? And we're talking like in the 90s.
Yeah.
Early 2000s. And I was like, oh, I did them myself. She was like, oh my God, you've got to come and train. You've got to come to my girl that
oh my God, I
you've got
this.
To come this and train with her.
Yeah.
She's amazing. Yeah. Anyway, so long story short.
Saw the natural talent.
Long story short, I ended up working or training with this lady that owned a salon called Wicked Nails.
Wicked Nails.
Love that.
Wicked Nails in like near Tottenham mm-hmm. on like the Arnos Grovey way. And you weren't allowed to use the colour red. Because they were massive, massive Spurs supporters. And they had all come, like all these, there was men as well that were working in there and they had trained in New York in the 90s.
Right, okay.
So we were doing airbrushing, like loads of freehand nail art, long, like you're talking like extreme length nails. Yeah, I can imagine.
Do you feel like you were thrown in the deep end with it?
Well, I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
You was probably thinking, I'm going to learn all this to do on my own nails as well.
Yeah.
And I swear, if I found photos of me from then, my nails were like out here.
Oh my God, wow.
Ridiculous long. Length. I used to like airbrush the New York skyline onto clients.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah, wow.
At that point when people had the Burberry print on their nails. Oh, I remember like, they'd like,
oh, yeah.
Like,
everything.
Always, yeah. I did it all. Mm. Anyway, so I trained there, but obviously like, it was a bit of a schlap for me. Like I lived local, like, where I live. And so I ended up working in a salon where I was, blah, 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 built up a clientele. And in that time I had trained with, do you remember like Easy Flow?
No.
Do you remember that? See, that's, I'm showing my age.
What's Easy Flow?
Easy Flow was like an acrylic brand. They were huge.
Oh,
God,
an acrylic girl, yeah.
But they were mega.
Were they the ones that done the dip?
No.
Not the S&S. There was another type of one before a long time ago.
Like back scratchers.
That's it.
But like around that time.
Right.
But they were like huge. And in fact, Georgie Smedley, that owns Harmony, she was an Easy Flow educator. Wow. So she trained me Easy Flow.
Yeah.
Like before. Anyway, I feel like I this could go on forever.
No, I love it.
Anyway, so then I did that and I was trained like, just building up. All I wanted to do was like educate myself, chuck myself on every course
possible. I think that's the best way to be.
Like yeah, fiberglass. I still could hold my hands up. I would kick out the best set of fiberglass extensions.
Really? Like, love that.
Amazing. And the salon I was working in, they were all like old school manicurists. They didn't really do anything. So.
So but was it sort of the nail art that made you a bit different?
The nail art, the extensions, like they would just do like
come up like underneath, like they have
a silk wrap, like a natural. You know, there wasn't gel
polish
around.
You're bringing out all the new stuff as well,
and then really early on in my career, I was introduced to Renee, that owned Biosculpture.
Wow, amazing!
And she had only just brought it over from South Africa. It didn't even have UK like compliance.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So I was the first person in the UK to train in Biosculpture.
That is mad.
That is like so my the crown.
Oh my God.
00001.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What a thing to like be able to say. Yeah. That's amazing. So how did all the kind of session work and then celebrity?
So then
start?
Obviously like I just kept on training and I did education for a few different brands. And then just after I had my first daughter, I've only got one. Just after I had her, I had a friend that worked in PR, beauty, like a lot of beauty, but like just general PR. And she said to me, Mish, we've got a PR day. Like, I think it was for Boots or whatever. Would you like to do a pop-up nail, like a nail bar?
Still
thing?
An amazing brand, like Boots. Yeah. It's big, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, like that sounds all right. But no one had ever done those before.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did like a little nail art wheel.
Oh, little menu.
Little menu.
Love
but it
that.
Was, we didn't even do it as fancy. It wasn't like all Instagram-y. There wasn't any of that then.
No.
Did a nail art wheel, took some things. I think I did a couple of them for her. Like one was for a coffee brand. So I did coffee inspired manicures. I
love
think
that.
OPI That's at the cute. Time had like gross smelling cappuccino hand creams. Like that.
Right, cool. Right on brand then.
Yeah. And from that, I started to obviously meet beauty editors that were coming to the thing, to the PR days, the press days, and stylists. And I just, you networked without an Instagram.
I was going to say, so it was more just talking and getting your name out there.
And you were like just networking with people the right way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Face to face.
That's really, really cool.
Swapping
business cards.
Business cards.
Yeah.
Who said the other day about the business card thing?
As in, yeah.
We were talking the other day, wasn't we, in an event? And we were saying that I remember I had little beauty business cards.
Yeah.
Do that anymore. You're like, oh, give me your Instagram. And
yeah, it's just
it.
Like,
it's
follow me on Instagram,
now.
Drop me a DM, let me know.
Yeah.
Do you find it weird now? Because I feel like, obviously, I feel like Instagram is very much like the thing, like, and that's how people get their names out nowadays. Yeah. Whereas like with you, it was that networking thing. It like I'm sure so your contacts are
the
like
old school way.
It was the
up.
Old school way. Like yeah. Even when I started doing shows at Fashion Week, you probably wouldn't even remember him, but there was a guy called David Barton.
No.
He was a manicurist.
Yeah.
Worked at Percy and Reed, was like Marion Newman's second at the time. Yeah. And so I started doing shows with him and I would do shows with Marion. And whereas now, like if people say, oh, can I be in your, or if I put a thing out, like, do you want to come and assist
yeah,
that
yeah,
show?
Yeah.
The first thing people say is, what's the rate?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
See, I would just be happy for the free experience.
I grafted for like a few free nail polishes. Like, I didn't care. Honestly, I wanted to be in that industry.
Yeah.
I wanted to be backstage and meet
and
everyone.
And knowledge is power and the networking.
In fact, Katie Jane Hughes, you know, like makeup, like huge influencer makeup artist.
Yeah.
Katie and I used to do nails together backstage.
Yeah.
Wow. But... So that's kind of how it started. And then you just...
And then you've literally shook hands and got... Yeah. You get to meet as much...
And then I was
business
signed...
cards flying like, out. Yeah.
Them out.
And I got signed to like my first agent and I became the ambassador for Elegant Touch for years. And...
They must really trust you as well, like as like... For all the experience you have.
And also, I think the thing is, like, obviously now everyone just posts everything on Instagram.
Mm.
Whereas I think I built up my career and business on my discreetness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I respect that. Yeah, that's cool.
You know?
Yeah.
I didn't need to post who I was doing.
Yeah.
Because there was nowhere to post it to.
Yeah.
You know, I remember the when Instagram first came out, I was taken, I went and headed like five shows in New York for Fashion Week. Victoria Beckham, Betsy Johnson, like there was a load of them.
Yeah.
I did five. Yeah. I took a team from here and I had a few people from the States.
Mm.
And I remember the PRs were like, this is your Instagram, like timings. And I was like, what?
Really? Like, what like times really? To post and to stuff
post
like that.
And this is what the content, I was like, well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I've got a few photos on
my you're phone. Like,
what is that?
How do you feel about Instagram now? Do you feel like now it's a bit more, you feel like it's a good tool or do you feel,
oh God.
Yeah.
Do you get, what's the word? Do you get like, obviously, do you find even you get work from it still or not really? Because obviously you've got it with your own agency.
Mm.
You know what? I definitely have gone like waves of emotions.
Yeah.
It's like a bit of a relationship.
Yeah. Love-hate relationship.
A love-hate relationship. Yep. I loved Instagram when it first was about.
Came out.
Yeah.
And when like.
All exciting.
Right. And.
Well, because as well, sorry to interrupt. I remember in the lockdowns, like you done a lot of good with Instagram because you help out with. Sending for
you did
raising awareness and the kits and stuff.
Sent out loads. I was bored, not bored.
No, but you
had the kids at home.
But
you made so much
good.
Awareness,
yeah.
And that was like fantastic because you was like getting kits together for like gloves.
And I had like through all my PR contacts.
Yeah,
I had all these brands sending me like crates of.
Mm.
Lotions and sanitizers
for all the nurses
and,
that had
and then we send it all to like all the hospitals. It was
amazing.
Really,
so in its good way, it's got its ups.
And then obviously in the lockdowns, I remember that first lockdown. The weather's beautiful outside. I'm like, I got to create some content. I got to create.
Yeah,
some
we all did
pressure.
It.
Yeah.
And
that poor left hand got ruined.
Yeah. My nails were fucked.
Yeah, mine were.
Yeah,
mine were.
And then thinking, oh my god, how long is this going to go on for? Must do some lives. Must do some. All of that.
Yeah.
And then actually I kind of like, it was fun. And then I was like a bit crash and burn with it. I was when it came to the second lockdown, the third, I was like, no.
Yeah.
No.
I went on the turn. Yeah. I was like,
and I know there was so many people that flew through the lockdowns with their Instagram and everything. And that's great. But
yeah.
You know
some
what?
People like built
Soared.
Their followers.
You know
like,
what?
Wow.
I've got kids.
Yeah.
It wasn't just about sitting in my little nail room and
spending
studio
time with the kids,
and doing that.
It's just actually.
And now now it is a bit of a love-hate thing. Yeah. Like, I post it, but I don't really care how many people like it. Or
definitely.
No.
I think you've obviously...
And I still get my work. It's relevant of what I put on there.
Definitely, yeah.
But I don't...
I feel like for sort of like newbies that are starting, they feel that they have to have that presence on social media to be noticed. Yeah. And that's how they'll get into those rooms with those people and stuff like that. Because I think that's the only way I would sort of like that.
In my way,
that would be how I would network. Absolutely. And then obviously when you do meet them in person, then it's a whole...
that's your second nature because of where you've grown up with it, whereas I feel
it's
like
a generation.
It's a generation. Yeah, I'm on
and
the
I
like,
feel like you're like a different.
She was learning it in form in school. Yeah, like in their lunch breaks, they used to sit and do like. Yeah, telling me before that
I
they
was used 13 to sit
and that would be
out.
Their. Yeah, that is their life. Whereas I was on the cusp of like MySpace.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden it was then Facebook and then Instagram. Mm, So you're slowly. But then if you're someone who is. Got into where you need to be as an industry, like work-wise, and then all of a sudden it's something like that's thrown at you, like what you were saying, going to New York, and then them saying this thing, and you're like, what is this? It's a bit mind-blowing at the same time.
But also, like, I've realised is that I'm not an influencer. Like in the Instagram influencer vibe.
You have your name as celebrity, that's what you are.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm a... expert in what I do.
Yeah.
And so if brands come to me, that's what they're coming to me for. They're not coming to me because I've got 100,000 followers on Instagram, because actually I've seen the cycle of it. Mm. I saw when it was, you know, people, experts would have their ambassador, like a role
because they knew their shit,
because they knew their stuff. And then I watched on Instagram how it changed to the girl in the bedroom that was now being paid by a makeup brand because she does her makeup.
Yeah, like
her
ads bedroom. And
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And who's
then
got the most followers?
I remember talking to top makeup artists and they were like, it's going to change.
Yeah.
Because actually, that girl in the bedroom doesn't really know about skincare. She's just chucking whatever on and
self-taught. Right. Which I can stuff it wrong being self-taught.
There's nothing wrong with that. But
it's having a little bit of backbone maybe too. I don't know.
And a bit of knowledge.
This?
And knowledge.
Knowledge. Yeah, that's what I mean by backbone.
I think definitely. Again, knowledge is power. And I think those brands definitely see that and respect that. And they think that's the kind of person I want to be my ambassador and stuff like that. I think that's really good. And how did you sort of know that celebrities are like your thing? Like, when was it like,
so,
okay.
Obviously for years and years, I did so much fashion, like fashion editorial, the shows, da, da, da.
Yeah.
And I just, okay, well, I'm not going to lie. Let's be open and honest here.
Right.
The money isn't in fashion. Obviously, we do the editorials. You make your contacts. That is how you network now. Yeah. When you're on set with the photographers, the stylists.
You have to put the graft in.
Yeah. So that's when.
And it's those people that will then be like, oh, we need her.
Yeah. Oh, I know someone. Yeah. She was reliable. She was good. Yeah. And then you've got your way, like you're in, isn't it?
So I would do all the editor, the main fashion pages. I mean, you are nude now that you can't see because they've either got a glove on or the picture's taken far away. But you do it because that's your...
Your name is in the binder, in the side bit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you start off assisting or was it
I never
you?
Ever assisted.
Really?
It's really weird. I never, like, apart from assisting on a show like David or Marion, whatever, but I never assisted anyone on set. No.
Amazing, yeah.
Who was your first ever celeb?
I knew you were going to say that. It's a classic one. My first ever celeb, which also was my first ever shoot by myself.
Wow. Yeah.
Was Stacey Solomon.
Oh,
I love her. Stacey's nails.
For
the
cover of Celebs on Sunday magazine.
Oh.
Sun.
I love
whatever.
That.
That's cute.
Can you remember what you did?
I absolutely remember what I did. She had, I think, just been in X Factor. Well, yeah, because she was on the cover. She had just been at X Factor and they said the whole theme was like Union Jack.
So did you do whatever. A Union Jack on it? Yeah.
So I took about 2 suitcases full of everything but the kitchen sink to a studio, which was like a loft studio, not far from here, like Hoxton E way.
Yeah.
Slapped it upstairs, dripping. I'm gonna die.
This is like the non-glamorous side of it, like
the panic station. Did I remember this?
Everything out, and I think I did. Minx, Union Jack, Minx.
Oh my God.
Wow, I remember them holding him up with a hairdryer with the lights.
I remember my mum had that once and I looked at her and I remember I was like, what is that? That is mad.
I remember Minx.
My mum had red foil Minx on her toes, which now I think, why the hell have you done that? But I was like fascinated by that.
I remember once I was leading the Mulberry show and I'd been there the whole day before doing like the tests, because before a show you have to do your, you know, work out the hair, makeup, nail look, and they were like, we want gold chrome for the nails. I was like, all right, so I'm like dusting. No, it needs to be more for like more.
Yeah, they want it like glass, like
literally,
like, yeah,
foil, yeah,
to look like the hardware on the bags.
Yeah,
so I was like, oh well, I could use Minx.
Yeah.
You couldn't get me. I had to phone Sam Sweet, this one, that one, literally everybody.
Because Sweet Squared were the only ones that actually had it at the time, didn't they? Or were the only distributors in the UK.
Fine Minx from everywhere. But anyway, so for Stacey, I think I put on Union Jack Minx, silver studs, like the whole... Oh,
wow. Bang, literally.
We need to see a picture of those, I reckon. I reckon we go, please send it to us, yeah.
Literally, and I look back and think, that was so tacky.
Really, yeah.
It's weird though, because have you ever done it where you actually, I've gone through like my Instagram, when I first started and see the nails I did. Wow.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like embarrassed studs by what I've done.
And like.
But I found a picture not that long ago and I sent it to a couple of the girls. And when I went way back down on my Instagram and I did it, obviously it was before gel polish came out. And I did it with nail polish, and it was a reverse French.
How weird.
And it was in a magazine.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't remember what magazine.
Love that. Isn't it funny how like trends like come back round as well? Like it definitely had its moment again, and now I feel like, oh, it's going again. And then like in a few years, it will be back again.
Something
like,
else will be back round.
Yeah, even like.
Where will it end though? Do you know what I mean? Of all different designs and this and that, like trends. Like,
everything. No one creates a trend.
Yeah, it from just scratch really comes about.
It's something that's rejigged from an old thing and made a
just
bit
edited a bit, whether it's a color. Whether
I always remember like the you know, it was usually on your toes, but like the diamonds.
Oh, the diamonds! You reckon the diamond cuff on the toes were
like the reverse French, but the diamonds at the bottom.
Saying that, after Euphoria's been on recently, I've noticed.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, you know, like gems.
I've done
pearls.
The pearls, the gems.
I've had a lot of. After Euphoria, a lot of references on set were like Euphoria vibes.
Yeah.
No, I just shot not that long ago the beauty for flannels.
Yeah.
And one of the looks was like, in fact, a few of them were like, we want to go really Euphoria-ish.
Oh, I love that. Is there any trends you kind of feel coming this year that you might... Like, are there any things that on shoots they're asking for a bit more? Is it that Euphoria look or is there something that's kind of coming into
now? I think because at the moment, because I'm working with a lot of talent, it's also specific to them.
Yeah. So and is it like matching to their outfits?
Yeah,
and stuff
to their
like
outfits
that?
Or to complement it or to, you know, create a whole...
I do feel, I feel like compared to last year, it's now anything goes. You know, like everyone all summer last year, reverse fringe.
And it was also minimal, which is like...
It was really minimal.
Which was, I think everyone was just braving it back again after having nothing on the
They left with like neon stars and they've come back like, just a plane.
Just a plane, I can't
just ease me into it, a nude.
And I get it. I used to wear nail art. Now I'm like... Yeah. Nude, French, or red.
I'm like that.
Yeah, I've always been simple. I can't have nothing crazy.
My whole Instagram is different now. Yeah,
your
like before,
whole Instagram is different.
Yeah, before you scroll down and it was like these bold, wacky colours. Yeah. Jesus Christ. And now you scroll up and it's like a whole different person.
Now.
Yeah. Literally.
Well, I still have a lot of clients that love nail art and I'm like, just have a classic colour.
Literally.
They're like, no, I want nail art. I'm like,
oh. Can I really be bothered?
Yeah. Have you ever been like starstruck by any of like the celebrities?
No.
Do you know who you get booked before, Or do you, because sometimes it's like you kind of just, if you get booked for the agency, but you kind of just then don't know until maybe the morning of? Like,
no, I always.
You know who?
Yeah. Yeah. I always know who. Do I ever get, I don't get starstruck. And I think that's why I've been
you
able
kept
to
on being
stay here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Long. Imagine I'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah, you
oh,
would be, although.
You would be like having hyperventilation.
Yeah. No, I just, at the end of the day, I just think, oh, it's just a normal person. Yeah, and then you end up building up relationships.
Yeah.
And you're WhatsApping this like Hollywood actress, like
just it's, like, you're right.
Bestie from school.
Yeah.
That's nice, you know, though.
Well,
yeah.
You spend so much time with them that it doesn't matter if you're just sitting in their house, apartment, hotel room, wherever.
Yeah.
It's fine. No, I don't really get starstruck.
Love that.
I did get a bit of a jaw drop moment when I worked with J-Lo.
Oh my God. Wow. When I was about to say this to you.
Yeah.
What on earth? Like that.
I feel like that was
that's like
a huge tick. Of mine.
That must be David Gandy as well.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking
hell. Oh, wow. Wow.
When I remember when you posted that picture and I was like, that is sick. Yeah. Like, that is like.
Do you feel levels. Like, okay, like.
I'm like.
Yeah.
Sure, I would have like pat myself on
yeah,
that,
but we've come a long way. We're good.
She looks, that picture as well of her in that, she's iconic
but should I tell you
in
what
that.
It was, first of all, I'm really old friends with Tom Bacek.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
So when, do you remember Artistic, well, obviously it's still around, Artistic Colour Gloss?
Yes, that's the one with the black...
Straight out of my head. Sorry.
Overface head.
So when Artistic first came out, and Jellish, because they're like quite
similar
companies. I don't think I was supposed to say that, but...
we'll cut that out.
Beep.
But... So I did education. I went to LA and trained with them to teach.
Even that's so cool that you've just gone to LA.
Yeah.
So just like,
and popped on the plane, just gone to learn and teach.
Popped on the plane.
Tom helped create the first kind of cycle of Artistic Colour Gloss. And one of the colours was called Posh because that was the colour he used to make for Victoria Beckham.
Amazing.
So Tom and I ended up getting friendly anyway. So sometimes... There's been a lot of times that if his clients are here, then mm-hmm.
he'll recommend
me to do them. So then he had messaged me to say, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this.
She's like, let me double think this.
Anyway, Tom's really lovely and he's forward.
Yeah.
So he was like, Mish, I've got one of my clients. Is good. You know, are you available?
Because he's all does. Over her Instagram. I've known, like, so maybe he just does it. He does all the
so
time.
So he was like, oh, are you around on Wednesday, whatever it is? I was like, yeah, sure. He was like, okay, I'll get the agents to speak to the agents because it always, everything goes through my agent.
Yeah.
And I'm like speaking to my agent, Luke. I'm like, who is it? And we're trying to work it out. Like, what if it's J-Lo? She's just been in Venice.
Oh my God.
She could be heading over.
Or... Could it be Selena, what's her name?
Gomez. Yes.
Love that.
Anyway, it was J-Lo.
Amazing. That's is there amazing. Anyone you want to do but haven't done yet?
Who's on your hit list?
I don't know. I always just feel really appreciative of who I do work with.
Yeah.
It must be nice though, because in a way, obviously, like as you say, you've got your regular celebrity clients, but when you then do get, say, someone like that thrown at you, like J-Lo, it must just be like, oh my God. Like, it's cool.
Fabulous.
So cool. Yeah. And you don't know who you're going to get.
No. Like, it's. I think what happened also because of the pandemic, a lot of the American artists stopped coming over.
Yeah.
Because I always used to do a lot of American artists, like, and actresses, Margot Robbie.
It probably became a bit difficult.
But I think like now it's gonna
it'll start
picking back up again.
Yeah.
What what's Naomi like?
My bestie.
Oh, is she your bestie?
I think she thinks I'm her bestie.
Oh, I love that.
She's very lovely to me.
Yeah, I love that. I feel like that's the thing. I bet you see like the other side and like. It must be lovely because obviously you see
like she's always
TV
like
person.
She gives me hugs and
aww.
She's. Very
I love that.
Yeah. And we spend a lot of time together.
Yeah. Mm. It's cold. It's really, really cold.
And so earlier...
Sorry, you dropped in Margot Robbie there.
I know. Wow. earlier you were talking about like agencies and stuff like that. Yeah. So how do you sort of get an agent?
And did they approach you? Or did
I get asked this quite a lot because that's the most of the messages that I get on my... Really? Instagram. Like, yeah. I really want to get an agent. How do you get...
Do you feel like you need to have, like...
I think that I feel like this could be a whole different podcast.
Oh, right? Really? Yeah. Ooh, we'll get you back then.
Yeah, come on.
Because I see it so differently now.
Right.
Like, I see some people using PRs as their agent.
Right.
Which is just...
Right.
Like a different language to me,
right? Yeah,
but I get it. I totally get it, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah, even all the different types of agents and who you decide to go with.
I think the main thing about having an agent, first of all, it's a bit like being headhunted. So it's not They find you. You can send your portfolio in, but unless you've done enough editorial, they're not going to look at just your Instagram posts of your nails in the sun.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Right, you need to have
a go book. And assist.
You know, remember, I used to have a book, like a portfolio.
Yeah, portfolio.
God, you have an old school portfolio.
Yeah, yeah. Still got it at home.
So you would probably recommend, like, say, if opportunities do come up where you do assist, you can then go to an agent, listen, I've assisted on this.
But you still need to have...
It's your editorial, though.
Your own editorial.
Right, yeah. So you kind of got to put the graft in.
You've got to put the graft in, so you need to, like, reach out to the... bookings agents at all the magazines and
get your in there and then start
get
your own thing, not be, as you said, like assist someone
because then it's get in there
because their name's going to be on it anyway.
Yeah,
it's not going to be you. Is it?
You have to, like, and there's so, like, obviously now it's even easier with Instagram, so you can find the people that do, you know,
a few tags and a few different profiles and you're there,
you can find it. So but it does, I don't think it's like the be all and end all to have an agent.
Yeah.
Like, yes, you do. Like, I've got friends that are doing really well, but they haven't got an agent. But they know that if they had an agent, it would push them to the next level.
Yeah.
So they could be doing like C-list celebrities.
Yeah. And they want to step it up. Yeah.
But for me, I don't think I could do this without an agent because... Luke's like he does everything for me.
Yeah. So they plan your day and they tell you where you're going to be at what time and who you're going to be with.
Yeah, send me my call sheets, book my cars, book flights, like anything that needs doing.
Wow, he organises,
agrees my rates.
Yeah.
Like, don't ask me how much I charge because really, I'm like, it's free, don't worry.
Oh, right, yeah.
I love you.
Yeah.
Fine, just give me some products.
Amazing.
Like,
and as well, that actually probably... Like what you're saying, instead of going, oh, is that all right? And how much that cost? Or that's what it's going to be. It actually cuts out the crap
and they deal with it. And I couldn't deal with that. Yeah. And the invoicing and the chasing the money. Like, I couldn't deal with that.
Because they need to take
their fee. Because at the end of the
day. I was going to say, they take a cut as well, don't they?
They take a cut.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, I think, at my stage in life, not that I'm like ancient, but
not at all.
Have a family, I have kids. Like,
you ain't got time to be chasing out.
I haven't got time to be doing that. When I get home from leaving... You know, if I'm on a shoot and leave home at 6:30 in the morning or doing a red carpet or press junket or, you know, anything like that.
Yeah.
And then I get home. When I get home, it's like...
You want to see it's done.
Yeah.
It's get dinner on, make sure the school
uniform is
ready for it. Mum life. I don't just stop and...
So would you say then with the session work, it's all that it's cracked up to be? I call it session work, meaning it is session work. Yeah, the whole thing.
I say to people, I work in a glam industry, but it's not glam.
Yeah. Love that. Love that, yeah.
Right?
Well, it's a lot of waiting around.
Like, oh my God, so glamorous your job. Do you dress up for work? I'm like, no. I put my tracksuit on. Don't put my, like, I literally.
But they probably love that as well. They probably, like, they feel relaxed around
it. I want to get all glammed up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Ain't got nobody got time for that. Yeah. Love that. Yeah.
And like, wait, because then they don't, you're sitting in there at 6 o'clock. They're not, realistically, they don't get there till maybe 9, 10. Yeah. Like, you could be sitting around midnight. For a long time. Midnight.
Literally. So with the whole, like, session work as well, is it very much like like when we do a manicure, we get paid straight after. You almost have, you get paid like almost a month.
Well, then that's
where the rest.
Really?
Sometimes you can wait ages.
Really?
Yeah.
Some, yeah.
Is it always like agreed to 30 days and then it just runs
so
over?
Most of the time it's probably like 60 days.
Right.
But it can roll over.
Yeah.
But eventually what happens is you're working so much that you constantly
it
have
just rolls in. That's, yeah. Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But if that's all you're... If you're giving up everything to go into session, you have to
be broke for a bit.
Skint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of...
I was going to say the budgeting.
It's a lot of freebies as well. You know, you were saying before about contacting...
The experience and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, like contacting people if you want to start building your editorial up and stuff. Yeah. Like places like, say, I can only think of when I did it, Hunger Magazine and places. Yeah, they don't pay you. They don't pay you. Mm. You get the editorial, but that's what you... And you have to... And they want you there all day.
All day.
All day. And you have to sort of... I ended up weighing it up. I started doing session work and then I weighed it up with... I was getting sent on some wicked shoots like Vogue and Tatler and that. But I was there all day. I weren't earning any money. And then it was like, I'm bending over backwards to sort clients out.
Yeah.
And I thought, so it's either one or the other.
Like that.
Yeah.
It really
do
is.
You so you have, do so you have private clients
have
as well?
I have private clients. I do, like, obviously I have had to get rid of a lot because I can't physically do, I can't.
Client-wise.
Do you kind of say to them, look, there is a chance I'm going to have to swap you?
All my clients that I have now, they all know if anyone wants to come to me for their nails, they know that we can put your date in.
But it might, it's a pencil.
But it can change.
Yeah.
But I will always, always fit you in that week.
Yeah.
Right.
Wherever it is.
It's like a flexi appointment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they ever get funny about it or are they?
No.
They know now.
If they do, if they got funny, I'd be like,
go away.
See you, bye.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, but my clients say to me, we come to you because we want you.
Yeah.
So if we have to wait till the next week or have to swap our day,
100%,
then that's what they'll do. And I don't want to get rid of all my clients.
How many would you say you've got?
I don't know, quite a...
Still quite a lot, yeah.
But probably about a year ago, there was a lot more.
Right, and you've like cut it down.
And I
it
down because it literally got to the point that I'm killing myself.
Where you've done it a long time, you've obviously had a lot of clients who have probably been with you since the beginning.
I've still got clients that I've done for like, my oldest client is, I think, nearly 90.
Oh! Yeah, very sweet. What a little darling.
I think I've been doing her nails since I was about 20. She knew me before I got married for the first time.
Isn't that
they live your life through? They go, they grow through.
Yeah, she's like,
I love that.
I can't.
Little shout out to Sisley.
Obviously,
shout
my
out
sis.
To hey, Sissy.
Hey, sis.
You know, now I do her once a month. As long as she gets her nails done,
she's very happy. Little catch up,
little
the kids.
Catch up. She likes to show me a picture of her grandchildren.
Oh.
Very sweet. And you know what? I actually like those days.
I was supposed to say they're your bit of normal.
Yeah.
I quite like it. If I'm having a mad week, rushing around up in this hotel, that set, on location, slapping here, there and everywhere.
Yeah.
I quite like a day that I'm at home. Yeah. I just chuck on
I bet.
Yeah.
Slippers. So do you have like a home salon sort of set up?
Studio at home, yeah.
I think I saw remember you doing like a clear out in lockdown or something. And it was like, at one point, it was like
absolute
carnage, you said at one point.
Again. I love
it again. It's horrific.
So how do you balance work life, home life,
mum life?
Well, you've obviously got your, as you said, with the agency that kind of keeps
it. I don't think I balance it.
Do you not at all?
There's no balance.
No.
Yeah.
It's just every week just is utter carnage.
Yeah. What do the kids say about it? Are they like, yeah, this is like, mad?
No, they don't. They're like, whatever.
They just go with the flow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember once I had a crazy day.
Mm-hmm.
Eden was probably about 9, and my day consisted of a Specsavers shoot with Kylie Minogue in the morning.
Beautiful, just a lovely little morning.
Love Kylie.
Then I had to go to do Rita Ora for some like Capital Halloween ball thing at Wembley.
What a fucking day!
And then I went straight from there to do a little mix at the O2.
Wow!
Wow!
Amazing.
It was half term.
Yeah,
I had no one to look after Eden. Wow. So I said to her, you're coming to work with me today.
Yeah.
She was like, okay, where are we going? I said, I'm going to do Kylie. She was like, Kylie Jenner?
No, the wrong Kylie.
No, Eads. The original Kylie.
Yeah.
Kylie Minogue. She was like, oh.
Love that.
Not impressed at all. But obviously then as it went on, Rita, Little Mix, then she got a bit more
excited.
But now they're like, what time are you going to be home? When's dinner ready? I'm like,
yeah.
Is there, order is there delivery. Normal?
Yeah.
No dinner.
Yeah.
I haven't even managed to do my Ocado shop this week.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's been amazing to sort of hear like the insight to the real, like the real, I don't know, like.
I feel like I could go on and on for ages, and but if you want to do a session, then just connect with all the session manicurists.
Yeah.
And be prepared to graft. And I know I get messages from people like from girls all up north and everything. Mm. That's a real commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because most stuff is in London.
And it's travel.
So it's traveling
and
down.
And it's travel. Yeah. And unless you want to relocate yourself in London or...
But that's a fee in itself.
Yeah, that's just like a whole different ball game.
And you've got a great business at home, then there is like, you've got to weigh it up.
No.
Oh,
well, what a lovely little quote to finish on. Thank you so much. It's been amazing.
Great bit of advice.
No, it's been really lovely. And like you said, like it's not, although you're a part of the glam squad, it's not all glam. But no,
I think. But it is fun and you do get amazing perks and it is.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And meet amazing people. I'd love to see your actual list. Actually, do you know what? We're going for dinner after. I'm going to find out.
I know. We're going to dig a little bit deeper.
Like, search through some pictures. Sometimes I think.
I need to find this Stacey Solomon stuff. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
We need to find it.
But no, thank you all so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed. And you can follow us on Instagram at The Beauty Download.
And at Michelle Class.
Yes.
What? Nails.
Michelle Class Nails.
Michelle Class Nails.
Amazing. We'll see you next week.
Take care.
Bye.